Happy Thursday evening, everyone. This is Marianne, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne. And here we are on the first day of school. All the kids went back to school today. I think I heard some cheering from some parents maybe out there. It was just that loud. Not so much for the kids. I know my two teenagers were less than enthusiastic about getting up for school and even less enthusiastic about their first day at school. But such is the way, and I'm sure they'll settle in just fine. So, we're going to hang out for the next hour, and we're going to talk about all things money, and I've got some tunes lined up for you, and a couple of topics, and apparently a frog in my throat, excuse me. So tonight we're going to talk about five ways to break the credit card habit. So if you are maybe a little habitual or addicted to your credit cards, I'll give you five ways that you can look at breaking that. Of course, there is way more ways than that, but stick to five tonight. And I'm going to follow that up with five ways to cut your expenses. So again, five tips on how you can cut back on your expenses. So to kick things off, I have my financial joke just to get everything moving this evening. So here we go. To get his mind off his losing streak at the racetrack, I took my friend horseback riding. Being a novice, he freaked out when his mount took off. "How do I stop?" he yelled. "Bet on it," I hollered back. Okay, dry jokes. All right, so a couple of points, I guess, before I play a couple tunes for you, and that is if you have a song that you would like me to play for you this evening, please reach out. You can call our request line at 902-858-2077, or you can pop an email off to studio@covefm.com. I'll keep an eye on that. And you can also go to the Cove FM Facebook page. I'll be keeping my eye on that as well. And if you have a question you would like answered, in all the same ways, you can phone or send in your question, and I will either answer it on air here. Don't worry, it's not live. You're not going to talk. Nobody's going to know who you are. So that certainly is a concern for some questions asked. And or if I can't answer it tonight, I will put it on for the next show. All right, so there's the housekeeping. There's the intro. There's the joke. So I think it's time to move on to a couple of songs. So let's get that going, and then I'll be back to start our segment on helping you have happier, healthier finances. Quick promo coming up, then a couple of tunes.
Society would like to thank Nautel for their support of Cove FM. Nautel is a world leader in radio transmitters, and they're built right here in St. Margaret's Bay, Nova Scotia.
Can't take the home from a homeless man. You can take away your streets. You can't threaten a man with nothing to lose or bruise him when he's beat. You can't take money from a poor man or scare a man with no fear. You can't shame a man with no pride or force a stone to tears. But what can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? You can't cut a man who's bleeding. You can't push a man who's down. You can't starve a man who's hungry or lose him when he's found. You can't break a man who's broken, or cheat a man who knows, or kill a dream that's dead, and curse it when it goes. But what can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? Thank you. can't strip a man who's naked. You can't defend a man who's lied. You can't believe a man who's lost. You can't envy a man that's cried. You can't lift a man who's risen, or teach a man that's learned. You can't fight a man who's won, or heat a fire that burns. What can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man? What can you do to a broken man?
Cove FM is operated by Hubbard's Radio Society. For more information on our activities or to become a member, you can visit our website at covefm.com.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
And those were quite the contrasting songs, so we kick that off with Matt Anderson, Broken Man, followed by Golden Slippers by the Nashville Mandolin Players. So just to bring the connections, I said all songs are money related, and you might have been listening to those going, what the heck do they have to do with money? So Broken Man has the word broke in it. All it takes to qualify it as a money themed song. Plus, there were a few other things in there that had to do with finances, certainly, losing or challenged with finances. And Golden Slippers, just the word gold, and thinking about golden slippers, and gold is a currency, right? Like money. So that's how it works. So sometimes the songs are obvious, like the one I kicked the show off with, Pink Floyd, Money, obvious, and some of them are not so obvious, so I usually like to make that connection. Okay, so this next segment is typically lessons I learned this week, and this comes from my meeting with individuals and little tidbits of stuff that I've taken away from those meetings. But I was on vacation for much of last week, and so as I was preparing for the show today, after just getting back the other day, I realized I didn't have a whole lot of lessons learned from my clients or interactions with people in my job because I'd taken so much time off. But I did have lessons learned for myself, because we, you know, I live and breathe this, and everything I've talked about is pretty much something I've either gone through or experienced or had secondhand experience with it. So, just returned from vacation. So what did I learn? You know what I learned? Sometimes it's okay to splurge. And our every Labor Day weekend, we go to Cape Breton family vacation to our camp up there. Sometimes all of us, sometimes some of us, just depending on what's going on in our lives. And we spend a few days and go to the beach and hang out in the woods, back to nature. It's a very rustic camp. Have a good time. So it's a pretty low-key vacation, but it does cost extra money. And the budget's fairly tight these days, raising two kids, you know, yada, 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 life happens. And so there wasn't any particular savings for the vacation, but I did have a little extra money that I was able to carve out for some of those extra expenses, and then the rest came out of the regular budget, you know, gas, groceries, money for those kinds of things. And so it left things a little bit tight when we got back, throw in some car repairs, and pretty much depleted my account of extra money I had set aside for things that come up. So I could choose to stress over that, or I could choose to not. And I've talked about this in previous shows, and I'll talk about it again, is the money mindset. It does absolutely no good to stress over your situation. And so basically you want to keep an open mind and always look for opportunities and possibilities of how you can get things where you want them or back where you want them. And so so that's what I did when I realized cash flow was a little tighter than I anticipated. I sat down and looked at, you know, how am I going to turn this around and how am I going to replenish that account and what are the things that I can do? And it completely shifted my outlook and shifted my mindset and took me away from that worrying about, you know, how things were going to work from now until next pay period. So a little bit of self-confession time there. I practice what I preach, and you know, I'm human and life happens to me just like it happens to you, and we all go through these ebbs and flows and ups and downs in our finances, and so that's why I'm here to share all of that with you. So there, lessons learned. Sometimes it's okay to splurge. Don't get stuck in the muck, so don't, you know, get stuck in the financial you know, stresses, and basically step back and look at it objectively and get yourself back on top again. That's what I learned this week. So why don't we start off with five ways to break the credit card habit. Speaking of overindulging, although none of that was on my credit cards, patting myself on the back for that one. So I've stopped relying on them as my extra cash flow because that's very dangerous. And I've been breaking that habit for many years now. So let's talk about five ways that you can break the credit card habit. And these are some of these things I have done and I continue to do. So we're going to start with two and then we'll listen to some tunes and I'll come back. So number one, look at the numbers. Awareness. If I could pick one word and throw it out there, it would be awareness. It's so key that you start with some level of awareness. And the thing is, when things get off track, it's really easy to just ignore it, put your head in the sand, not pay attention, because you don't want to face reality. And I've heard my clients come in and tell me that they have done that many, many times. Not something I'm guilty of. I used to joke and say, I'm a great money manager. I know exactly how broke I am at any given moment. But that was not far from the truth, because I kept good tabs on what was going on, how much cash flow I had, and how much credit I had outstanding. Okay, to start, gather all your credit card statements and calculate the total amount you owe on them. Now here's a little exercise you can do. Divide it by 12 for the whole year and look at the figure. Is it possible for you to actually make a payment of that amount each month after subtracting your living expenses and any other debts? So one of two things is going to happen. It's either going to be realistic, at which point you can go, okay, great, that's my plan, that's what I'm going to do, or it's going to scare you to death. So if that seems impossibly high, then you're living beyond your means, with the help of credit cards, of course. So maybe you need to divide that number by 24 or 36, giving yourself 2 or 3 years to pay off the debt. The point is that you start with some kind of plan. Now, if that's still not doable, then commit to paying a small amount each month to your balance, even if it's just $20. And in the meantime, and this is key, stop using your credit cards until you get to a place where you are able to pay off the entire balance in full each month. to change your habits, you've got to make some different choices. So I've, self-confession, I've relied on credit cards in the past to get us through the rough times, which created credit card debt that I'm still carrying, although I am making some progress with it, but slow and steady wins the race. I can definitely tell you that. It's not necessarily, you know, all at once pay it off, but it's a slow, steady plan that's gonna get you there. So that was number one. So the second way of the five that you can break the credit card habit, and this plays well into what I was talking about just a minute ago, credit card debt is the highest it's ever been. And you just need to go on and Google any statistics and you'll see that. Or maybe you just need to look in your wallet, or maybe you need to talk to your friends or family, and it would be hard to deny that. And everyone seems to have a horror story to tell. So the horror story is about why the credit's there, or why it was used. Well, it's time to stop listening to your own trauma and drama and start looking at what actions you can take. So again, this goes back to what I said previously. What can you do to break the cycle? Don't get stuck in the muck. Don't get swallowed up in the, woe is me, I'm so poor, I have no money, I can't pay it, I can't live without them. You want to break that cycle. So maybe you can work overtime, maybe you can get a second job, maybe you can sell some stuff from your home, maybe you can create some stuff to sell. You know, that's what the one that I've seen a lot of lately. I've seen a lot of people selling things that they make and getting very creative, like way more than I seem to have seen that before. So get creative and put that extra money to use. So you don't want to earn the extra money and then just blow it. You want to have a plan in place so that it's working towards something. So whether you save it, invest it, or pay off credit card debt, or a combination of the two. And I had a gal in my office today and we were chatting, and she does that. She makes things and sells them, but every time she gets 20 bucks or so, she spends it. And so we talked about putting all that into an account, using that account to buy the supplies so that you can track whether or not this hobby is making you any money. Because sometimes you think it's making money, but it may not actually be. So there's two ways that you can break the credit card habit. Let's take a little musical interlude break, and then I'll come back and share the last three. So let's see, what do we have coming up? We have Everything That Glitters Is Not Gold. So again, got the word gold in there. That qualifies as a money-themed song. And then that's followed up by the weather. And so then I'll be back with some other, well, I'll be back to chat with you, and then some other tunes after that. Okay, enjoy this next song. Enjoy the weather forecast, which I think is good, fingers crossed, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of everything that glitters.
And I guess we never cross your mind at all. But sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride them with your rhinestones and your sequins, with the sunlight on your hair. And the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything greater is not gold. Everybody said you'd make it big someday, and I guess that we were only in your way. But the time has come, you have to pay the cost. Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride with your rhinestones and your sequins, with the sunlight on your hair. Everything that glitters is not gold. Oh, everything that glitters is not gold.
Fun, 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 Camp Westwood Summer are camps at the St. Margaret Center. They are affordable, at a great location, and have lots of camp choices plus swimming every day. Check out our long list of camps at www.stmargaretcenter.ca or call 902-826-2100 extension 10. St. Margaret Center, 12 Westwood Boulevard in Upper Tantallon. The heart of St. Margaret's is the center.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday night, rain at times heavy, ending in the evening and then clearing. A risk of thunder showers early in the evening, fog patches dissipating, amounts 20 to 30 millimeters. Wind south, 40 kilometers an hour, gusting to 60, becoming southwest 20, gusting to 40, and a low of 14. For Friday, sunny, a high of 22 with a humidex of 25 and a UV index of 6 or high. For Friday night, clear with a low of 9. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 21, and for Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 17. Currently, it's 20 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Thinking of new golf clubs? The Pro Shop at Chester Golf Club can help. Do your comparison shopping with us first and see what we can do for you. Remember, this is a member-owned Pro Shop and we're competitive. Plus, if something's not right, we offer a no-hassle return policy. A variety of services are available, including custom-made clubs, club repairs, and several brands of grips, shafts, and spikes. Call the Chester Golf Club today, 902-275-4543.
I'm back, and you're listening to Money Matters with Marianne right here on 88.7 Cove FM in beautiful Hubbards, Nova Scotia. And for those of you who are listening locally, hello neighbors, nice to have you tuning in this beautiful rainy evening. Okay, maybe it's not beautiful, but it's warm and awesome, and the waves are awesome, and I saw some people jumping in them in the beach, which is lots of fun. And for those of you listening online, hello across Canada or the world, wherever you might be. Okay, so continuing on with our five ways to break the credit card habit. So the first one was look at the numbers, awareness, figure out where you are, look at some possible scenarios of how you've paid off. And number two is stop playing into the drama. So you need to shake your head and break free of that mentality right away. And so here are the remaining three of the five ways. So how about you start some new habits? We are taught that the value of money is spending it or saving it to spend later. How many people pay off their credit cards and think, great, I've got another $10,000 or whatever your credit limit is to spend? And you know, that's so true. I've actually caught people saying, I have, you know, $2,000 left or $5,000 left. And, you know, kind of, yeah, you do, but it's not your money. You don't really have that left. That's the bank's money that you're borrowing, but we think because it's there in our wallet or there in our line of credit that that's our money and we have it. And I think it's important to kind of shift that thinking out of that, because that's what leads to mindless spending and just kind of nickel and diming yourself to debt. So start a new habit. Allow yourself to have money in your life and watch it grow. One of the best tools for this is the 10% account, and that's where you put away 10% of every single cent you get as a gift to yourself. So notice I said as you get as a gift to yourself, okay? So that could be from your paycheck, definitely, if you wanted it to be, but it could also be extra money from other sources that comes your way. So again, maybe you've sold something, or you have a hobby that generates a part-time income, or maybe someone's giving you a gift, and you just want to take a percentage of that. Or it could be 10% of your pay. It's not your emergency fund or to pay bills. It's about being grateful for you. So this is paying yourself. Now, at some point, you're going to decide, obviously, what you're doing with that money. So the other point I want to make is put it away while paying off your debt, right? So not just savings, not just paying off debt. I've talked about that in a few previous shows. Because it changes the energy around money. It gets you thinking about money in a different way when you have some savings. So there are a few different ways to save. You can have an emergency fund, which is strictly that, if an emergency comes up. I like to have a defined emergency fund, because a lot of the things that we call emergencies actually are not emergencies, they're planned expenses. So car repairs, household maintenance, if you own a car, if you own a house, you are going to have maintenance costs. Back to school for the kids, going to come every year, right? There's certain things that you have on a regular basis. So those things should be planned for. And then if you want to have just a miscellaneous emergency fund for the unplanned, then definitely go ahead and do that. And some people set an amount, I want to have $1,000 in an emergency fund. And some people base it on their income, I want to have 1 month's income or 3 months' income or 6 months' income, depending on your situation. So that was number three. Number four, when you do spend, buy things that last. And I know I talked about this in a previous show. So once you've gotten a handle on your debt, try using your credit card to purchase things of intrinsic value. So you could start by buying a silver teaspoon to stir your coffee. Find out the price of silver and buy a spoon for less. So that's just a kind of a silly little example. But the idea is that it's something that's more valuable. You're looking at the value, you're buying it at less. Again, it's that kind of money mindset and changing the way you think about money. So learn about things of intrinsic value that bring you a sense of wealth. If it's not a material object, well, then what about a subscription to a publication that makes you rich in other ways, right? Or helps broaden your horizons, expand your view, increase your, you know, business skills, whatever it is. So now, you notice when I started this out, I said try using your credit card to purchase things of intrinsic value. I should add a little disclaimer there. So again, not encouraging using credit cards and incurring interest, but really credit cards should be used only spending money that you have in your month-to-month cash flow. Okay, not extra money. This is where it goes off track, is when you treat your credit cards as giving you extra money above your income. And that's where the debt spiral kind of starts to take off, or the credit trap begins, is that now you're getting caught up paying interest, which is going to compound the issue, pun intended, and start getting you into a deep financial hole that can be very difficult to get out of. So ultimately, you're redirecting your spending using your credit card. Why would you do that? Convenience, maybe between paydays and paying it off, maybe because you want some points on your credit card. Okay, number five, use your card to your advantage. So having a credit card isn't bad in and of itself. There are ways to use it to your advantage without creating more debt. So, for example, so I was reading one of our bloggers' take on this, and she said, I now use my credit card for a lot of different things. At the end of each month when I pay it off, I've usually accumulated a ton of miles on my frequent flyer card. That means I could get upgraded to business class or first class when I travel, and that's the joy of business. So how could you use your credit card to your advantage? And this, again, is where we get into points cards, etc., etc. Remembering that if you carry a balance and you pay interest and then you get points that you're going to redeem, it's now costing you money. The interest is the cost that sometimes outweighs the benefit. So another kind of little keeping track piece there. So these are some practical tools that can help you change your money habits and your attitude around money. So try these approaches and see how they change your outlook. So just a quick little recap. Awareness, look at the numbers, total it up, see what it would take to pay it off. Stop playing into the drama, so shake off your story and start looking at ways that you can get on top of it. Start some new habits, you gotta break those old habits. When you do spend, buy things at last, so they're outlasting your use of credit. Or more importantly, don't carry balance, pay it off full every month. And use your card to your advantage, so points cards, etc., so that you are getting some definite value from using the credit card rather than just plain convenience. Okay, so that's our segment on five ways to break the credit card habit. Let's see, who do we have coming up in our song list? Oh, we have George Thorogood, one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. This is a nice long song, so I'm going to run home for a visit and come back. Just kidding, it's not that long. It is long, not long enough for me to do that. So George Thorogood, one of my favorite bands. I remember when he was in Halifax, went to see him with some friends, second row center. It was awesome, and love his tunes. So enjoy one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. And if you want to make the money connection with that one, he can't pay his rent. That's why this one makes the cut. So enjoy that, and I'll be back momentarily.
Tell you a story about the house rent blue. I come home one Friday, had to tell the landlady I done lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So I said, let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Know what she would love it. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no. Can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house. I can see in his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. settle in, lady. I got a job. I'm gonna pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She all hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar. I rent my coat. I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down now. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look down the bar, pick up the bartender. Look mad, come down here. So what you want? Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer. Well, all right. Getting dry, you're plenty high. Look down the bar, I see my bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. You got down there, so what you want this time? I said, look, man, what time is it? He said, the clock on the wall said 3 o'clock. it's a nigh on a week. Gotta get drunk, man, so I can't even speak. Gonna get high, man, listen to me. One drink ain't enough, Jack, you better make it three. Gonna get drunk, I'm gonna make it real clear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
And that, my friends, was George Thorogood with One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. All right, how are we doing for time? I think we have enough time to go into our next segment. So, the next category is 5 ways to cut your expenses. So I'm going to share 2 of these, and then again we'll take a little break and play you a song, which would be really great if I put it in there. So just give me 1 second here while I talk and type, because I've got to add that in. So we are good to go. All right, there we go. All right, so 5 ways to cut your expenses. This first one, I kind of feel like we're getting to be pros at this one, as much as we can be, because it's still a really expensive category. And I have to tell you, so I've been in the financial counseling bankruptcy industry for a long time. I started in 88, was in it for 10 years, I left for 7, did some other stuff, came back, been back for 12 years. And I saw a couple of really distinct changes. And so one of those changes was how much money we spend on telecommunications. Like, it's crazy what we spend. And I know you're nodding your head and agreeing with me right now. And it used to be that as I went through the budget or cash flow with someone and said, you know, what do you spend on phone or, you know, internet or cable or whatever that was, you know, back then it was like $30, $40, $50. Well, you know, now it's $100, $200, $300. It's nuts. So the first one on the list is bundle your TV and internet packages. And again, I feel like we're kind of becoming a pro on this. So let's see what we say about this. A major expense for many homeowners is television, streaming, and internet services. We all want fresh entertainment options, especially with all the fall TV premieres launching soon, and they are, aren't they? However, no one wants a hefty cable bill at the end of the month. So you want to look for cheaper alternatives to your current cable and internet plan and consider bundling your package to save money each month. So bundling is certainly one way to do it. And again, I think we've kind of become pros on that. But there's some other ways as well. So a lot of people are switching over to Netflix or similar services and getting rid of their cable. Many people are getting into streaming, so they're getting boxes like Kodi and different streaming devices and going that route, or just hooking up their computer to their TV or using a smart TV and leveraging the internet. So I'm not sure if they're saving a whole lot of money for people. I know that we use Netflix and we do have a Kodi, we use that. But we did recently get cable because my husband watches hockey and we have not found a really good alternative for him to watch hockey because the games glitch and they don't work very well. So hey, if you're out there and you found a good option for watching hockey online, then please send me a little note at studio@covefm.com or direct to info@drdet.com or pop on Facebook page and look for Dr. Det. That's me, Dr. Det. You'll find me there. Okay, that was number one. So 5 ways to cut your expenses, number one. Number 2, automate your thermostat and lights. Home automation is becoming an increasingly popular option for renters and homeowners alike. And the Internet of Things is taking over and allows people to automate everything from their sprinklers and thermostat to pet feeder and coffee maker. My gosh, we live in such an exciting world, don't we? And we take it all for granted. Well, automating your entire home can get pricey. Start small and consider installing a smart thermostat. And the smart thermostats will learn your habits and they'll adjust the temperature based on your schedule. So this is kind of the step up from a programmable thermostat. Now it's smart, and the statistics of it say that you can save up to 30% on your energy bill with a smart thermostat. So there's one thing you can do. And you may also consider switching your light bulbs to energy efficient or automated bulbs. Automated bulbs. I have to admit, I have not ventured into automating my home, not something I've done. We have a programmable thermostat and we use that, but this sounds really interesting. So there's a couple of tips on ways that you can cut your expenses. All right, who's in the mood for a tune or two? I think I am. So we have Hall & Oates, Rich Girl, and of course, the money theme there is quite obvious, as is the next one with Ricochet, Daddy's Money. So two pretty obvious songs and how they fit into the money theme. So enjoy these couple of songs. I'll be back to share the last three ways that you can cut your expenses, and then that's probably going to take us pretty close to top of the hour. I'll be back in a moment.
Girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far. Girl.
has a ton of green. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and look who's looking at me. She's got her daddy's money, her mama's good looks, and she's looking at me. Yeah.
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
Cove FM's community calendar is brought to you by Bay Equipment Rentals.
The Parkdale Maplewood Community Museum is hosting the 34th Heritage Blueberry Festival on Saturday, September 9th, and the meals are served between 12:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. The menu includes Lunenburg sausage and sauerkraut, pudding, Solomon Gundy, smelts potatoes, hodgepodge, sauerkraut salad, bread or rolls, pickles, blueberry pie, and blueberry grunt with ice cream. Adult price is $15, $8 for children, and under 5 are free, and it's being held at the Parkdale Maplewood grounds.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Bay Rentals has a large stock of top quality products for all your yard maintenance needs, such as wood splitters, wood chippers, lawn mowers, and whippersnippers. Rentals, sales, and service. We are a full service dealer for Husqvarna and steel. We have four locations to serve you: Lower Sackville, Cole Harbor, Elmsdale, and 14 Sunnys Road in Tantallon. For all your yard maintenance equipment needs, call us at 902-826-7000 or visit online at bayrentals.ca. Hey, this is Mary Ann, inviting you to join me for Money...
I seriously have to watch that promo piece. Hey, this is Mary Ann, and you are listening to me on Money Matters with Mary Ann, and we're coming up to top of the hour, and I've talked really fast because I have three more ways that you can cut your expenses. So I'm just going to read them to you, and I may elaborate on them on a future show. So the last three ways that you can cut your expenses: use the energy saving feature on appliances. It's easy to forget that your appliances suck energy even when you aren't using them. So there's a couple of tips to help you save. Use energy saving settings on large appliances, and small appliances like microwaves, toasters, TVs, and DVD players are energy vampires, consuming energy when not in use. So don't let them drain your budget. Plug them into a power strip and turn it off when not in use. Fourth one, look for insurance discounts. Many insurance companies offer discounts on car, home, renters, and life insurance. If you ask, you need to ask. That's the key there. And assess your home for weak spots. It's easier and cheaper to fix a problem earlier rather than later. So assess your space before issues come up and see if something looks amiss. Start with the windows. A lot of energy tends to go through those. And also look at roof, windows, I already said that, doors, for potential issues so you can fix them now. All right, so there's our last three, quick and dirty. And here we are at the top of the hour, which means I have to say goodbye. So thank you for tuning in. And I will be here again next Thursday evening and invite you to tune in at that time as well. And so I'm going to send you out with Monty Python's Flying Circus Money Song. Enjoy this fun little song. Have a fantastic Thursday evening. Have a great weekend, everyone. And I'll talk to you next week.
90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer. And my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, for it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world.
Serving Hubbard's, Chester, St. Margaret's Bay, and surrounding communities. This is 88.7 CKVE FM.